Good morning and welcome to the first conference 2022. Eduardo Latelier, CEO of DRI, Lucas Arruda, Strategy Director, and Cynthia Hobbs, CFO. At this point, all the participants are connected just as listeners. And later on, we are going to start the Q&A session. And then we are going to receive further instructions. We would like to inform that this teleconference is being recorded simultaneously. We would like to inform that this teleconference is being recorded and translated. Before moving on, we would like to clarify the declarations in this conference about the perspectives on business, estimates and operational financial goals are based on premises of GetNinjas and also the current information for the company. Future consideration is not a guarantee for performance because they involve risk in the future, so they depend on future circumstances that may or may not occur. The industry conditions and other operational factors might impact the results and bring different aspects. It depends on future consideration. I'd like to pass the microphone to Mr. Eduardo GetNinjas, the floor is yours. Thank you so much and welcome. I am Eduardo Tellier, CEO and founder of GetNinjas. Thank you so much for being present in this first quarter 22 results. A very special day. We are turning 1 year that we ring the bell at B3, the first negotiations in GetNinjas. Our business models connect professionals that are registered in more than 500 of service provision in this platform and clients that want to contact professionals. We are on the side of the professional as a prepaid mode, and they buy a package of coins and contact the clients that they choose. And we have reached 4 million base of professionals reaching our database. 207,000 are active professionals. We still have lots of room for improvement and have more professionals. It's important to say that 78% are the current professionals and 1.4 million clients request service, an advance of 8% compared to the last quarter. This is translated in the net revenue, 15.8 million aligned to the same period last quarter, gross profit 14.6, and our margin was consistent to the second semester, optimizing the market investments and a control on expenses, decreasing our loss to 3.7 million this quarter. Cash has varied 3 million in fourth quarter 2022 and 3 million in the first quarter 2022. All this evolution came from the improvement in the platform and the clients and the professionals that generate recognition, increasing our score in Reclame Aqui, Apple Store, and Google Play. As I mentioned, throughout the years, we have a database of 4 million professionals. 1.5 of these professionals was in the last 12 months. Great part of the population needs to find new ways to communicate their work. And the digital participation using GetNinjas is an efficient and useful tool, bringing the investments concentrated to increase the density of professionals in categories and regions, ensuring the best use, then they have more professionals to hire. In the first quarter 2022, we generated 232,000 professionals registered. In the first quarter 2022 is a new season for GetNinjas, higher focus on retention and monetization of these professionals. The amount of professionals that are active, the ones that contract bids, increased 47% compared to the first quarter 21. In this slide, we can see in graph the increase of professionals and densities translated in request of services sent by clients all over Brazil. We are a horizontal platform that is all over the place, present in more than 4,000 cities in Brazil, 70% of the national territory, and this geographic representation brings us reach and the name of the company. We have grown all the companies in all the regions in Brazil through request of 1,000 inhabitants in each region. This average increases double in all the capitals. The request on services by the clients has grown 8% in the quarter 22 compared to the last quarter, more than 4 million requests. The categories that has the highest volume is remodeling, repair, technical assistance, household services. These categories are more frequent in this market with higher representativity in getting niches. Our objective is always to provide the best service to our clients, always working in different initiatives like capturing and activating clients and professionals, revising prices, optimizing the match client and professional to ensure a healthy relationship between supply and demand. And it's important to say that 54% of the clients were recurrent already. They had already used the services before. And now I pass the microphone to Lucas Arruda, Strategy Director, talking about the financial highlights. Good morning, it's a great pleasure to be here with you. Here we have, for the first time, the composition of gross revenue brings more visibility to understand the evolution of our business. Gross revenue was stable, levered by the retention of professionals. We see a different behavior in parts of this. The higher block, the links, represent 94% of the total revenue, and it was 11% the variation compared to the first quarter 21. This is the first engine of the company. The links and the professionals can see the information to contact clients. We would like to say that this is the main business of the company and it's growing. And the revenue was sideways because we had expiration. The professionals buy credits they use to contact the clients. And these coins expire when the professionals do not use them for 12 months or when they are inactive after 3 months. This criteria was implemented in the first quarter 2022. We believe that the level of expired sustainable long-term with a reduction compared to the improvement on professional retention. The coins are expiring less because the professionals are more active and consuming these coins much more. The associations and partnerships represent more than revenue they generate. They help us to bring visibility, bring clients and professionals, and the acquisition cost that is lower. Talking about net revenue, it was stable with a variation of 4% compared to the final quarter. The main driver for this growth was the increase in the amount of requests, impacting the use of the coin by the professionals. The gross revenue has been stable in the last quarters, near 92%, always operational costs in the first quarter 22, 1.2 million reais, generating gross revenue 14.6 million. The driver's factors for the result was a negotiation of the contract and also the management of SMS use for new registration, bringing a stable margin. Talking about commercial revenue, they are composed by the investment in marketing. 2022, we had a strong acceleration of investment to attract more professionals and more clients, consolidating our robust network, increasing our market share in all the regions in Brazil with the density of requests and the demand of professionals. This acceleration reached a peak in the second quarter 21 and has been adjusted since then. Second semester 22, we have an optimization calibrating all the investments. We'll build up a better platform of professionals. Observing the expenses on the first quarter 2022, the reduction was 25% of investment compared to the previous quarter. Even with this reduction on investment, we increase in the professional numbers and the amount of requests by the customers. The cost of acquisition CAC is better. Compared to the second quarter 21 and the peak of investment, the reduction is more than 50%. And we see this revenue and the expenses on marketing. The revenue maintenance and the reduction of resource bring something positive, and we see the result in EBITDA or the cash a little bit higher. The general expenses, we see a growth of 2.5 million and reach 16.6 million. In this quarter, we had an impact of 2.2 million non-recurrent revenue hiring the strategy. This is a relevant project bringing benefits long-term. We have an estimate of 6 months and impact in the following two quarters, but this revenue is non-recurrent and we believe it's important to highlight and bring visibility. Excluding these non-recurrent effects, the general and administrative expenses were 14 million in the first quarter 21, an increase compared to the last quarter, showing instability in these expenses. Personal expenses now. After the IPO, we created new structures, new processes, a board, committees, auditing processes, among others for a listed company. Personal expenses was 8 million in 21 to 14 million in the final quarter of 21. Stabilizing the structure, this variation of 2% in 22 and 21 showcase that we are already in a mature level, a stable level, and all these changes happened, and now they have an incremental growth. Another point is the velocity of speed of the team. We also commented in the last quarter that was going to decrease. We had in 21 a higher growth that is also stabilizing. 237 employees last year, 255 employees in this first quarter. And we would like to bring you the main increase on personnel in our team. And we are emphasizing for tech and product teams. These are essential areas. It's a very heated talent dispute, and we are building up robust teams. This hiring the first quarter was in these two teams. Now they are in a proper level. Another point that we would like to highlight is non-cash revenue and options already represented in personnel expenses also in the previous quarter. Talking about EBITDA, we bring a reconciliation to explain how we reach this adjusted EBITDA. Maintenance of revenue and the optimization of investment, improving the management of expenses and personnel, has brought an EBITDA of 6.3 million, almost 40% better than what we had in the previous quarter. This adjusted EBITDA reflected the business performance, excluding non-recurrent effect and non-cash effect. We have 2.2 million for the stock programs based in accounting criteria do not impact the cash of the company. The accounting for this provision considers the history and not the update number of the company. Also impact on the non-recurrent expenses. Although these expenses are acknowledged short term, we believe that the contribution does not have, will have an impact, a positive impact in mid and long term. And here we see the perspective and the evolution of EBITDA throughout the quarters. In the end of 2020, the beginning of 21, we had an acceleration of investment in the IPO, investing a lot, growing a lot, also cash burn that was relevant, building up new structures and reaching new levels, clients and professionals. the market has changed, the capital availability decreased, and the interest rate increased. We are in a new phase with efficiency and profitability as priorities, reducing the cash, improving the results. We are going to be more disciplined and judicious in investment. Constant improvement of EBITDA quarter after quarter reinforces this commitment. And we are so pleased to show this result on the first quarter 22, EBITDA of 6.3 million. And then I would like to invite Cynthia, our CFO, to conclude the financial analysis. Thank you, Lucas. Good afternoon, everybody. And here we clearly see quarter after quarter getting closer to the break-even. And the financial result in this quarter was 7.2 million reais. And this is an improvement of 27% when we compare the fourth quarter last year, improving our bottom line, reducing our loss in 3.2 million for 3.7 million in this quarter. Our financial result was favored by the increase of Selic rate. The company, we apply our resources in exclusive fund created right after the IPO in June 2021. And with a good performance, financial performance on CDI since its creation. And this result has made us have a cash flow variation of 3 million reais, as Lucas showed us before in this quarter, compare 15 million in the fourth quarter last year and 18 million in the third quarter 2021. Clearly, a movement that we are getting closer to the break-even. And then I pass the microphone to Edu for his final consideration in this presentation. Thank you so much. Thank you, Cynthia. Generally speaking, our roadmap, we have three big blocks: keep on expanding the marketplace, reach sustainable growth, and evolution of our business model. We still have lots of potential for growth in all the regions and all the categories. And the density that he showed in the previous call, we still have room for growth to increase Getninja's market share. The importance of bringing back the cash flow generation that we reached in 2021, we believe we can go further increasing the efficiency and the investments and managing our models. In parallel, we have been working to evolve our business model. We have several opportunities to improve the product, the current product. We launch a new app. It's more functional. The app's score are evolving 4.2, 4.8, showcasing that we are having a great response. And concluding, I would like to conclude my presentation with the takeaway messages. We have invested acceleratedly in 2021 to increase the base of clients and professionals. We are using this investment. Our focus now is in the conversion and retention of clients and professionals that we brought last quarter, and we are going to have a financial discipline and cash flow management to generate value. I forget to mention in the beginning of the presentation, we had a great quarter considering improvement, investment, and health. The company in GPTW showing a great effort on our personnel people to create an environment that is amazing to attract the best talents. And like that, I open up the floor for Q&A now. We are going to start the Q&A session for investors and analysts. If you wish to ask a question, you can raise your hand. If your question was answered, you can leave the line lowering your hand. You can raise your hand to ask a question. You are free to ask a question. Good afternoon, can you hear me? Yes, yes, we can. Go ahead. Thank you so much for getting my questions. Good afternoon, Eduardo and the team, Getting Ninjas. I have two questions. In this new level of marketing, this level of 0.6, 0.8 revenue, what type of growth we can expect? The levels could be a level, a range on increase of requests or revenue, the potential of growing these levels of investments. My second question is about the association revenue drop. The partnership is more than the revenue, but is there any cut on the partnership? And they discontinue something, and it's interesting to understand this better. Thank you so much. We do not have a guidance on revenue right now. We do believe that we are going to grow more than we did this semester, this quarter. This quarter, we focused more in optimizing than growing, but not so much as we grew in our history. And this year is going to be a year that we are going to bring priority number one in growing our margin, our revenue, gross margin minus marketing expenses. This is the KPI. We are seeking about a partnership. We focus more in partnership that generates value to the professional rather than revenue. And the team is still working, and we are going to seek new partnership this quarter. That's perfect, Eduardo. Thank you so much. Cynthia, our director, we also see a change on behavior in the market, seeking more performance, and the format we offer in Get Ninjas is branding. And then we impact this brand, bringing value to the professionals with content that develop these professionals, offering benefit. And then we see a movement in the market of advertisers going to performance, then branding, that's what we offer now. And then we try to reinvent ourselves here internally, focusing on special projects with great brands. And we are developing in the following months. That's clear. Thank you so much. Our next question comes from Felipe Lopes. Go ahead. Good afternoon. Can you hear me? Yes, we can hear you. Good afternoon, all of you, Get Ninjas. My question is not exactly about the results, because I can see that the performance is doing so well as expected, but it's about the app. Investing also use, I frequently use the app so I can get a higher contact with my service. And there was an increase of the cost of leads lately. And I also see in questions and complaints in Google Play and also in Reclame Aqui, lots of providers complaining that their clients do not answer. I have tested this myself, and it's a recurrent case that the clients never answer, even though there is an increase of the cost of the leads. I'd like to hear from you. How are you going to deal with that? If there is a future solution, like a penalty for that clients that never answer, or maybe they both pay not only the service provider, but the client as well. That's my question. First, thank you so much for your question. Nice to have professional and client in our app, also interested in knowing more about the company. In general, the leads decreased in this period of time, but we have more than 500 categories and more than 5,000 cities. In some cities, in some categories, maybe there was an increase, in average decrease, but we are always adjusting prices. Maybe a category that you work is one of the categories that we had this revision. In fact, there is studies in Reclame Aqui and also in Google Play, in different social media. It's important to say that Reclame Aqui rate is 9.2 above most of the companies, tech companies in Brazil. Our score in the app, the client is 4.7 in iOS, 4.8 in Google Play, professional 4.2, 4.1, above big marketplaces at a global level and e-commerce in Brazil. So, of course, it hurts to see a feedback that is not positive, of course, but when we observe in general overview, that is not your specific situation, but in a macro level, the company has a reputation of having a good rate in all the channels. So we can get your email and see your case. And if you are interested in the company, we can study more your category and your region, and the prices are adequate. Of course, we are always open to learn more. Okay, thank you so much. If you would like to ask a question, you can raise your hand. Next question comes from Luca, Beijing. Please, sir, go ahead. Hi, good afternoon, everybody. I have two questions for you. The first is about the sequential drop on the active professional numbers in the platform. I'd like to know why, if this is something that we can expect for the next quarters, or if this was a seasonality or any other reason. And the second is about the revenue growth. What are the work fronts that you want to use to have this growth, considering the marketing costs decreasing? If we are going to continue this expansion, and if these are coming from you extracting revenue from the clients. Thank you. We had, in the period of 2021, a test of a bundle trial, a package of coins that used to cost less in BRT and less coins. The exchange rate was the same, a smaller package, and with this smaller package, the professional could use for a limited period of time. And then we saw that this package of coins had a good return short term, because a lower price, more professionals activate and more professionals starting get niches. But as the experience was reduced, they did not have enough time to engage in the platform. So he used this smaller package of credits, and part of it we could not retain. And then also in this period of time, we have seen in a control group that professionals that used to buy higher packages of credit, they have higher retention. And that's why in the middle of the fourth quarter, in the end of 2021, we had this change, removing the trial. And we have less of this plan, it's cheaper. There was a lower professional actives level, and that's why we see this variation in the number. As these professionals, newcomers, are in a higher package of credits, even in this variation of active professionals, this did not impact the revenue, because in a higher package of credits, they spend more in the package in the first portage, and also the retention package. It's clear. Thank you. If you want to ask a question, you can raise your hand. Raise your hand if you want to ask a question. There is a question now. Felipe Ribeiro, it's written, I read it for you. My dear, can you talk about the cash of the company, the market values inferior to the cash flow, and the company's near the break-even in the operation cash? Do you think about distributing dividend because there is no need for capital to invest in growth? Thank you for the question, Felipe. We do not talk about the stock value, but the company is trading in a value that is inferior to our cash, and the company is near the break-even. And of course, our high interest rate had a good financial revenue for the company. And then about the distribution of dividends, this is not a discussion that we have right now. We are going to cross that bridge when we see it. Our focus right now is exclusively improving the operation, growing the company. And at this point, that is meaningful. We are going to have this discussion internally and our main investors and stockholders to understand what is meaningful, but it's 100% transparent. There is no discussion because there is no problem that we are focusing on resolving right now. And then again, to ask a question, the Q&A session is over. We would like to pass the microphone for the final considerations. Thank you so much that participated in this call, all the listeners, all the participants asking questions. Thank you so much for the hard questions as well. They are part of it. This makes us evolve. Thank you so much. And a year from now, we are going to have more to celebrate. As I mentioned, a year that we had our IPO, the stocks are not exactly where we would like them to be. We had the IPO back then, so I really rely on our work and our team's work, and I really hope that every quarter we can deliver more and more results. I give you all a hug. GetNinja's conference is over. Thank you so much for your participation. Have a wonderful day.